Club Godzilla. Be King Kong.
XL Eagle Man.
My thighs hurt. My thighs hurt because I got so much money in my pockets. It hurt when I sit down. Club Godzilla. Club Godzilla back up in this bitch again. Ooh. With a bad chick, I'm trying to smash her and her friend. Yeah. Never take a L, nigga. All I do is win. Throw that paper up and let it fall in the wind.
Club, in that bitch lit with my crew. Hey. With some bad bitches, what they do? They talking about a train, nigga. Choo. Pull up in that bitch, ain't got a roof.
Hey. I got bad hoes on my team. Yeah. Club Godzilla got lean. Club body seat, no wings. Throw it up, money ain't a thing. Groupie hoes say my life is a dream. Coming down, tipping on Swain. H-Time, nigga, gripping on grain. I keep it real, you already know. Hey. I got them bands on me, whoa. Yeah. I fuck groupies at my shows. No, I can't wait till we get to the room. Give me head in the manager's office. Yeah. My bitch look outstanding, she awesome. Woo. Pull off in that lemon, I lost her. Molly in a champagne, I Rick Ross her. Psych.
All right, WWFLIP, When We Feel Like It podcast, where we broadcast when the fuck we feel like it. Sean back in the building, and that song right there is by Beat King, and that song is called Crew. And if you have daughters, if anybody out there has daughters, please keep your daughters away from this nigga. Protect your daughters at all costs. Don't leave your daughters around this nigga at all. I'm telling you, for your for your own sake, please. Just take my advice on that if you don't know what I'm talking about. And, you know, if you don't and you want to know, you're going to have to find that out on your own as to what I'm talking about. But, yeah, it's some wild shit going on with that gentleman there. Just, yeah, man. Love your daughters, man, please. Don't let your daughters get around this nigga, man, at all. You're going to be upset for sure. But, yeah, that's Beat King, man. Yeah. Today, I want to talk about young cats again. Young cats always on my mind. Pause about how y'all move and how y'all think about y'all mindsets and shit. Shit's crazy. A lot of the young is out here, your whole mindset and your whole basis of living is that you're not gonna ever grow older, which is the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my fucking life. You will get older. Like, what the fuck are y'all thinking? Shit's crazy. Boys be like, you know, I'm gonna do this, and this because, you know, I got time because, you know, I'm only 18, I'm only 19, I'm only 24, I'm only 25. It's like, dog, if you can get some shit done, get it done now. Fuck is you waiting around for? For instance, I didn't feel like recording this podcast, but fuck, I'm here right now. I damn sure wasn't going to record shit this week. I was like, fuck it, man. I guess I just got to tap out, but you know, I can get it done. I'm here. Fuck it. I'm recording the podcast. And once again, it's not against my will, but you know, I just didn't feel like doing it right now. I ain't going to lie to you. And the same way for y'all youngins, I mean, fuck is you waiting for? I don't give a fuck about your age. Get this shit done. Your age don't mean shit to me or anybody else. You the only one celebrating this shit. For instance, Nas created Illmatic, a classic album at the age of 19 years old. But at the same time, a lot of people feel like he hasn't created anything better than that. And he's a grown-ass man right now. So age doesn't really mean anything in terms of that album being a classic and the fact that he hasn't created anything better than that in the eyes of most people. So him being young didn't mean shit. And him being older than what he was then doesn't mean shit either in terms of quality of the work that he's been creating. So y'all gotta let this shit go, man. Y'all motherfuckers think y'all think y'all just fucking exclusively Toys R Us kids. See, that's the beauty of that phrase. Toys R Us can get away with that shit because when you grow older, new kids are coming into the picture. You don't remain the fucking Toys R Us kid. That shit went past you. You still holding on to that shit. Niggas stealing all three on Toys R Us and shit. Playing with the fucking Beanie Babies and shit. Fuck out of here. And yeah, this is coming from somebody who collects Ninja Turtles, but get the fuck off my back. This ain't about me right now. It's about y'all. Don't worry about me. But yeah, I mean, this whole young shit just, that shit bothers the fuck out of me. You holding on to an imaginary age and thinking that shit gonna save you too. That shit's not gonna save you. For instance, I've been listening to Offset's album, and to me, it's a pretty good album actually, in terms of, you know, he provided some content. He has some actual material that he's discussing on the album, which is pretty cool. Which ironically, for the youngins, that's going to turn a lot of them off. They're going to say this album is boring because he's talking about real shit in the album. So this shit is going to backfire on him a little bit, even though he has the best album of the three. Which in my mind, he has everything that you need to provide to be able to make a great album. I'm not saying it's great, but I'm saying he has all the ingredients that can create a great album. He has the content, he has the production, he has the, you know, different flows and wordplay and all that type of stuff. All that is present in the album. Now, whether you like it or not, just, you know, that's not my call, but I feel like it was pretty good. I might revisit it a couple times here and there. The other ones, fuck no, I deleted that shit immediately. But this one, I might keep it around for a little bit, pause. But like I say, a lot of you young is gonna slander this fucking Offset album because y'all don't respect content. Y'all don't respect real shit, y'all. Y'all despise that shit. Well, a lot of y'all. I won't say all of y'all, but a good chunk of, well, at least the ones that are outspoken, they go against real shit. Like, once again, I was watching the YNW Melly interview, and somebody asked him a question about something, and he was like, you know, they asked him about how he felt about J. Cole or some shit like that, and he was like, I don't really like his music because he be thinking and stuff. I don't like thinking. I'm like, excuse me? Did this motherfucker just say he doesn't like thinking? But then you see the predicament that he's in currently, and you see what not thinking gets you. Now, once again, I'm not saying he's guilty or anything like that. I'm not even trying to speculate on that. But all this shit is coming out around the time where he got arrested, and it looks bad. And also, being talented does not mean intelligent. That shit isn't mutually exclusive. Just because you talented does not mean you fucking intelligent in any way, shape, or form. It's football players who call it football who can't read a fucking book, who don't know how to read. They didn't graduate college without being able how to read, without being able to know how to read. Excuse me. Now it sounds like I can't read. That's fucked up. But yeah, I mean, once again, it's just a sad situation to see him in. Because, like I say, the dude is very talented. Once again, that song Murder on My Mind, where he talks from the perspective of killing somebody. But then he has another song called Mind on My Murder, which is actually the perspective of the person that died within the same song, same beat, everything. So he is creative. He is talented. And I just want to see this shit play out. I want to see what happens. But it's not looking good, though. They say they have forensic evidence and all this type of shit. But of course, I mean, they were all in the car. But they're saying the shots came from inside the car. But, you know, once again, I'll let more information come out before I make a full judgment and all that type of shit. If he didn't do it, I mean, I wish him the best. Also, it's a lot of shit bubbling in Dallas right now. A lot of, you know, street shit going on. A new song came out that's going to really, it's going to fuck the climate up over there, man. I won't even promote the artist or the song and all this type of shit, but it's going to get real ugly in Dallas. And once again, I just wish I was in a position already to where I would be able to reach out to a lot of these cats and try to help them piece it up and shit behind the scenes. But unfortunately, I'm just not in that space yet. But I really wish that I was, because that's the type of stuff I want to do. I'm just not there yet because, you know, I've been inconsistent and stuff. And once again, like I said, I haven't been promoting the podcast yet. But all that is coming within due time. But in this instance, I wish I was already doing it, because this is a very serious situation. And a lot of fucking potential bodies might drop after this shit goes on. A lot of hoods and shit beefing right now over there. And the same thing, I wish them the best. And I hope they can come to some agreement or some understanding. But from how it's looking and what I just saw, oh my God, it's not looking good. And that's all I say, because again, you got to keep the streets in the streets. But yeah, y'all youngins, man, y'all something else right now, man. Y'all out here tearing shit up. And once again, I don't fully blame y'all. I blame the people who influenced y'all. Y'all had a lot of fucking horrible influences within your lives. All the people y'all look up to are pretty much trash. Like, a lot of these cats, sadly enough, grew up under the Young Thug blueprint and shit like that. Like, they grew up under Young Thug. Pause. Like, you see YNW Melly, he dressed like a fucking Young Thug album cover and shit. Shit looks horrific. But again, I mean, these the people he came up under, man. This shit is fucking ridiculous. Your biggest influence got a dress on, and he's a man. I mean, I don't know. It's not looking good for you, champ. And cats fucking glorifying not thinking and not wanting to think. It's just a whole different climate we in right now. I really don't know what a lot of y'all gonna do. Y'all went from the YOLO shit straight to fucking lean and hard drugs to snitching on everybody. I don't know what the fuck y'all doing out here right now, man. We need a fucking round table with y'all, man. But I really don't even know what we could tell y'all, because y'all going right past us and getting straight to the money. So once you start making money, you can't be told anything. And that's the problem. Coming into money is so easy now that you could bypass, once again, morals and principles and get straight to millions of dollars. But again, if you're not standing on morals and principles, that money is not going to last. It doesn't fucking matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter. That's what I was saying about the Steve Harvey shit. Okay, your children are set in terms of you having money right now. But if you're not teaching them real shit, simple things like integrity, how long are they really going to keep the money? How are they supposed to be expected to keep the money if they're not standing on anything? Their whole foundation is built on quicksand. It doesn't matter what you build on quicksand, that shit is going to sink. And that's what I'm trying to tell these youngins out here. Like, y'all ain't standing on shit. Your whole life is predicated on being young, sipping lean, and making millions of dollars. But y'all motherfuckers already lost all y'all hair. Y'all got tattoos all over your face. You wearing fucking sundresses and shit outside. I don't know what the fuck y'all are doing, man. I don't even know where I'm fully going with this shit, but, you know, I just felt the need to really just drill down on this shit, because this shit is ridiculous, man. I'm so sick of seeing y'all on social media, and then y'all be having the nerves to talk about y'all depressed and y'all want to commit suicide and all this shit. It's like, dog, you don't have no fucking role models, man. No real role models. Y'all don't have any idea what the fuck y'all doing. Y'all ain't asking for help. Y'all running the streets. Y'all shooting shit up, getting all these little young chicks pregnant, all type of shit. But again, a lot of the older cats let y'all down, so I do understand it at the same time. But how long am I supposed to be just sitting back and watching this shit? How long can I do this shit? It's not much longer, I can tell you that. Then y'all swear y'all got to figure it out, too. Because again, once you get the money, you think you know everything and shit. But it's easy to get money if you don't stand on nothing. Of course they gonna throw you the money because they know that shit gonna come right back to him. It's like, okay, I can give him this money. He gonna need lawyer fees in a minute anyway. So he gonna give me all that money right back. And plus, he gonna be in prison for the rest of his life. So I'm gonna have his publishing and shit. I mean, I don't know what the fuck y'all got going on, man. And I know I keep saying that because I'm really fucking baffled right now. I really have not a clue of what y'all got going. But I guess I done gave y'all enough time. I'm gonna move on a little bit or change the subject. I'll be right back on that, though. Recently, also, I've been watching this comedy shit on Netflix about doing comedy in dangerous places and shit. I know this is a hard-ass segue, but fuck it. But I've been seeing cats doing comedy in fucking Iraq and shit like that. I never thought about that shit, but these places do have comedy scenes and shit. Fucking Afghanistan and shit like that. And of course, I knew about the troops and shit being performed in front of by, you know, special acts and all that kind of shit. People fly out and perform in front of them. But I mean the citizens of Iraq and shit like that. Or going out and watching live shows and shit like that. While bombs are going off. That shit is fucking insane. So that also inspired me to go ahead and get off my ass and do this podcast and shit. Ironically, I'm not off my ass. I am sitting down doing it though. Pause. But yeah, I mean, I can't really complain or be down on myself when people are doing comedy while fucking missiles are being launched and shit on side of them. And motherfuckers being kidnapped. This one dude explained how he used comedy to stop being tortured. He got kidnapped. They were about to torture him. And he told jokes and shit to stop being tortured. To stop them from torturing him. He got let go because of his jokes and shit. That's fucking crazy, man. That's out of this world. And that's on Netflix. I forgot the full-blown name of the show. But I mean, if you're interested, you will see that shit. You know how Netflix works. I also saw that a plane crashed near Houston. That was about to deliver some Amazon packages and shit. So RIP to those people. I think it was like 3 people or so that died. This is all off the top of the head too, so forgive me if I'm incorrect or whatever. But for whatever reason, I pretty much freestyle everything on the podcast. I don't be having information in front of me and shit. It's just my style, my approach. It's what I'm comfortable with. But you know, it is what it is. But once again, RIP to those people. I don't know what that means to people of I don't know what kind of packages and shit were on the plane, but I understand it was Amazon related. And once again, about the whole Steve Harvey shit, I just really didn't appreciate that shit he was saying, because that shit is poisonous for the youngins and shit. I don't like that shit. Put it like this. Steve Harvey mentors children and shit like that, so people would be like, he does give back to people. But I would never in my fucking life allow my children to be mentored by fucking Steve Harvey. If Steve Harvey even smiles at my children, I'm ready to throw hands. I'm trying to punch him in his fucking mouth, because you can't be anywhere near my children and you talking sucker shit like that. No. Is that really mentorship if you teaching them fucking poisonous shit? That's not mentorship. That's some other shit. I don't know what that is. But it's some shit that'll get your ass whooped, though. Fucking with my children. And I don't even have children. And I'm offended. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit is nuts, man. You just can't go around spouting this type of rhetoric and expect me to fucking appreciate you. That's some complete sucker shit. You on... Man, I don't know, man. And I don't know if y'all caught the title of my last episode. I don't know how many of y'all caught that. The meaning of it. I'm still not going to tell y'all, motherfuckers, but, you know, I just wonder if anybody caught it. It's some cold creative shit, though, if you think about it, if you can catch it. And leave a comment if you think you know what it means, which y'all ain't going to do. But it's all good. I still appreciate you for listening, but y'all ain't shit, though. Nah, but I'm just fucking with y'all. Once again, I appreciate y'all for listening. It's all good. I don't be commenting this shit either, so, I mean, I ain't really mad. I ain't good at this shit either. But I forgot y'all young, so y'all got plenty of time to leave comments and shit and reviews and all that. I get it. I understand the game. I forgot. Just that quick, I forgot how the youngins operate. My bad. Y'all right. I'm wrong. My bad. That's my fault. But yeah, that young shit, man. I'd be so sick of hearing people that saying that type of shit. Once again, that's the dumbest shit you could fucking think. And also, time is not money. Time is life. You wasting your own fucking life. You're not wasting money. Because that's my problem with money. Money is only worth what they say it's worth. And today, money really ain't worth shit any fucking way. It's a fucking fiat currency, meaning it ain't stabilized by shit. It's just say-so. It's say-so currency. That's what I call it. Yeah, this shit is worth something because I say so. That's it. It ain't no real backing behind the shit. Like some gold type shit. It ain't backed by gold anymore. The fucking printer they use to print the money is worth more than the actual money that they printed on. And motherfuckers walk around thinking money gonna save them. Money is not gonna save you. It is not gonna save you at all. So you can chase the money all you want, but you gotta stand on something. And you gotta be good at some shit. A lot of you motherfuckers is getting money, but you making money off shit that it ain't no real value in what the fuck you doing. You basically on some middleman type shit. And they just ain't created the way to X you out yet. But once you get X'd out, they're not gonna give a fuck about you. They're not gonna compensate you and shit. They just gonna get you the fuck out the paint and take more of the profits. That's how this shit works. Same shit I was saying about doctors and shit. That's what I was saying about Steve Harvey. Once again, him. He's not a fucking owner of shit. This motherfucker is a high paid employee. Steve Harvey is a fucking employee. At any time, his money can stop. They could just stop fucking with him. And I guarantee you they gonna have him on their Summer Jam screen pretty soon. It's coming. And he gonna look real fucking stupid. And he not gonna have anybody to turn to because he isolated all his black people. Most of his audience is probably older black women and probably a handful of black men. Pause. Because he has a radio show and all that shit. And pretty much only older people watch that type of shit or listen to that type of shit. Because the youngins don't listen to the fucking radio. That's fucking obsolete. That's not even an option. The biggest thing Steve Harvey does that most people will probably connect with is probably Family Feud. And I will say he does his thing on that. I fuck with him on that. He's very good at that. But you still are a fuckboy. I don't give a fuck how good you are at your job and shit. That don't mean shit if you don't stand on nothing. And you let fucking Monique, once again, out gangster you. That shit is fucking sad. And I heard Will ask a question on the podcast about, I guess, would you rather be Malcolm X or Steve? I would 100% rather be fucking Malcolm X. And knowing what happened to him, knowing his demise and all that shit, I would still rather take that. And plus, also, I mean, they did give us back something. They gave us fucking civil rights and all that type of shit. I mean, Steve Harvey is allowed to be a fuckboy because of Malcolm X, unfortunately. So yeah, I would 100% rather be fucking Malcolm X. It's not even a question. And that's the problem. That's another thing. People who think like Steve Harvey is why Malcolm X got murdered by his own type of people. Because of these garbage people like fucking Steve Harvey who come in on some no integrity type shit. And these no integrity people could be infiltrated easily and bought and do fucking egregious shit like that and kill somebody who's trying to bring progress to the game. That's what Steve Harvey type people do. That's why they're so dangerous and you got to get them the fuck out of here. You just can't have that shit, dog. As I always say, it's just not fly shit. It's not fly at all. And yeah, recording this podcast, it has been very painful for me. I didn't feel like recording this shit, but I fuck with y'all, so I did this for y'all, man. For all 12 of y'all, I appreciate y'all for listening, man, for real. All 11 of y'all. I like all 10 of y'all, man, for real. Bottom of my heart. But yeah, man, think I'm gonna wrap it up right there. Once again, I appreciate y'all listening and appreciate y'all stopping by and fucking with me. When we feel like it, podcast, when we broadcast, when the fuck we feel like it. Sean, go.